What is a veteran? Does the word conjure up images of elderly men parading before the cenotaph? Or younger individuals, physically or mentally damaged by war, scaling new heights at the Invictus Games? Or does the word describe you, who sees yourself as just a normal person when asked about your service? These were all themes being explored on the workshop, as Dr. Neil Munro, director of the Oxford Brookes Poetry Centre, explains.
So what we were really interested in here was the craft. How can we help veterans a bit to write poetry, focus on poetry as a medium, and think about how they might best express themselves in the craft? So we had a lot of work where we were looking at the way in which poetry is created. We read a lot of poetry of many different types. We thought about how poetry as an art form can help to express ideas, but very much focusing on things like, you know, line breaks, thinking about rhyme, focusing a bit more on the aesthetics of the thing rather than necessarily about whether it could be self-help.
As well as encouraging and developing the veteran's own writing skills, it was a chance for tutor Susie Campbell to get a much deeper understanding of what service life meant for those taking part, from numerous different perspectives.
I think one of the absolute privileges of being part of those workshops was the chance to listen to people talking and discussing and then to read their work. And that was such an eye-opener for me because I don't have any military experience. So, of course, you think you can imagine what somebody else's experience is like. And sometimes you have enough of an equivalent experience that you can imagine quite accurately. But I think for a civilian, trying to imagine military experience is really quite difficult because at its extreme, it's very, very different. And one of the things I really loved was meeting so many different people whose experience had been vastly different from each other. And so it was a privilege to see such different views.
Tom Lasser served with the US Army 10th Mounted Division and is now a published writer living in Maine. He explains how he found his way onto the programme.
By the time I got involved with Oxford Brookes, I had been medically retired from the Army, and I found my way back to school where I ended up at Salem State University in Massachusetts, where I studied English, and it was there that I began writing in earnest about my experiences. And connected through all of the veteran writers in that area, a great Vietnam veteran author named Mark Levy found out about this Oxford Brookes workshop, and he sent me the email. He said, "You've got to apply to this. I think it would be really beneficial to you."
For retired Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Hill, the creative arts had been something he had largely left behind with his school days. That was until undergoing rehabilitation following a traumatic brain injury incurred in Afghanistan.
I saw something advertised on social media, it may have been Twitter or whatever it was, talking about a veterans poetry workshop. And so I'd say I dabbled in some poetry. I'd written probably about 8 poems. The majority were around the first few years after my injury. Then I wrote another couple of poems later on. And then just thought, actually, I was just intrigued by whether my poetry needed improving or needed to formally be taught how to write poems. I wasn't sure because, let's say, my poetry is all free verse. I just write. I've tried to follow some conventions, you know, reading the odd book. But I thought maybe I should actually be taught. "I cannot imagine such monstrous anger as yours. Our youth was affected, but yours was doomed."